John, what I'm going to cover, forgiveness and cleansing, is in the phrase, the Son cleanses us from all sin. So let's talk about it, because it isn't what you were saying. So let's talk about it, because cleansing and forgiveness are two different things that have to be done. Two different things. There is the forgiveness of sin, and there is the cleansing of sin. Forgiveness of sin is related to fellowship. Cleansing of sin, we'll see this in detail when we get to that phrase, is related to service, primarily to service. In other words, if someone comes and visits you at your house and you're going to give them some water, you don't pick up a dirty glass, you give them a clean glass. The clean glass is ready for service. See? So what we have here is the cleansing is in the relationship of production and in being ministered and ministering by. This is a work of Jesus Christ on the cross. So, John, you want to talk about that?
What do you have to call it with the cross if it's not forgiveness?
The cross is forgiveness and cleansing. That's what we'll see in verse 9.
Well, maybe I'm misunderstanding, but the fellowship will have to do with the interaction of the relationship. The
yes.
Relationship begins with the forgiveness.
Yes.
And then the fellowship has to do with the interaction of the relationship.
Yes.
Forgiveness is just a cause.
Yes, so it's cleansing.
Well, at that moment.
Yeah.
But there will be sin that follows in the life.
Yes, and we claim.
And that's all still forgiven as a cause.
Yes. But, and what we're doing, even when...
Forgiveness is not even in sin.
No, it isn't. That's what we see in 1 John 1, 9, okay. Where it says he forgives and cleanses.
So fellowship, I'm thinking in terms of not just at the cause, but in the interaction of the relationship.
Yes.
Just fellowship.
And that's why we go back to faith in the Christian life, because what we're doing is the same thing we did at the cross. Let me ask you a question, so we can do it, all of you, not just John. Were not all sins forgiven at the cross? All sins. Okay. Now, all sins are forgiven at the cross. We are claiming by faith, when we have faith in Jesus Christ, we're claiming what is already ours. It's all God said, all sins are forgiven. So now I want it appropriated to me. This is what's going to come up in 1 John 2, 2. I want it appropriated to me. Now, in the Christian life, now I'm dealing with a relationship, fellowship with God, going along, and I said, as far as the work of Christ on the cross, it's already been forgiven. That's why faith has to follow just as it did at the cross. Because if I say I've got to do anything else, then I've got to work for what he did on the cross. He's already provided it.
But the result of that is not forgiveness
again. It's cleansing. Well, see, verse 9 brings up the forgiveness also. Okay, and dealing right here, but I'm saying both have to occur. I'm sorry? In verse 9, you have both cleansing, and forgiveness occurring. And the reason that we talk about it occurring again in Scripture is that here we walk along, all sins are forgiven at the cross, then we come along, and we sin in our life, which puts us into darkness. Now, being in darkness, fellowship, not relationship, but fellowship with God, is broken because we are in darkness. And so, how did we do it when we were in darkness over here? We simply trusted. Here, we simply trusted, and we were back into fellowship. When you and I, as believers, are going along, and we
open your eyes.